Sorry,
yeah,
I meant to
some
do that.
people ask, can we record this so that they can see it?
Okay, amenities.
Liz, you had another question?
I wanted Margo to let Karen in. And yes, I have another. This is my big question.
Wait a sec, Liz. Sorry, KT.
Okay, Karen, can you, KT, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, thank you. Okay, sorry to be late.
That's all right.
You're here, that's what counts.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Liz.
My big question, and I ran into this on Isla Mujeres way, way, way back, a long time ago. I was very young and very inexperienced with traveling. I have been told repeatedly that if you are an unescorted woman alone, wandering around, particularly that sea place with all those vowels in it, taking photos, that it's not a good idea.
We will make sure that we know exactly where the safe places to go and where the not safe places to go. And that's the advantage of having a driver for every four people.
And guide, remember, they're also not just a driver. They will be with us all the time. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Could we arrange with them to maybe escort a small group of us around?
Yes. Let's say there's one group wants to go do something and another something else.
That's easy.
That's fine. That's great. So, yes, that's an easy situation. You know, again, we're going to be in a different culture for sure. And I don't think, unless you're extremely comfortable, you should probably stay with somebody, one or two others, no matter what.
At least, yeah.
Right.
But I don't think it's supposed to be, Betty, just as I understand, it's a very safe country. But there is some things that people don't want to be photographed. And so you just, you don't do it.
It's right. You have to be, any place you go, even in the United States or on the reservations, you want to be respectful of your host country and the people in it. Betty.
Yeah, I have been to Morocco, and for the question was just asked about safety. White hair is a real advantage when you travel. What I found, and I was traveling with a very young group, and some of the young women had experiences where they got whistled at, guys followed them. So they liked to walk with me, because if they were with me, we didn't get bothered. And what I found was that if you are older, there's a great deal of respect for elders. And okay. I did not ever have an issue. Now, I was warned not to go through some of the souks by myself, because you can get really lost. But my personal safety was never an issue. If you were a 20-year-old cute blonde, yeah. It was more uncomfortable, but it doesn't look like we have any 20-year-olds in this group. So
we all think we're 20.
No, we may think we're 20, but you know, we don't look it.
Like today.
And the other thing I discovered, and this was a few years ago, so things do change, but most of the men did not have a problem being photographed. Women were much more concerned about it. So that's just something to be aware of.
And that we will, each place, hang on, Liz, each place we go, we will be, it's sort of the way we did when we go overseas or even in the US, we give you a lay of the land, what to expect that day. And we're going to take full advantage of our drivers and guides because it's their country. They know the current situations, the current thinking, the current customs, if you will. And so we're going to rely on them. Before I forget, Mark, if you see a chat, Mark just put up a link to Easy Clothes. So you don't have to look at it now, but before, you may want to look at that chat, and he sent a link. So just be aware when something pops up at the bottom of your screen.
Okay. Someone on my screen.
Nancy, you're next. Let's go with Liz and then Nancy.
The guidebook that I got, that I have not read cover to cover yet, but I'm working on it, suggested for women to have a very large scarf that you can wrap around your head, long sleeves and long skirts. And that would really take away a lot of the problems with harassment.
Yeah, that's culture too, that the women are modest. And so we dress modestly too. And the other thing to keep track of, and we can talk about that type of thing later, don't wear dark clothing. Dark clothing attracts the heat. You want light clothing that reflects the heat. And there are a lot of good materials that breathe. So just keep that in mind as you think about the future. Nancy?
Liz maybe just answered this, but in most places, will women need to have their heads covered?
I don't think so.
No, they said no.
All right, Betty says no. Okay, good. Thank you.
But if you go into a mosque or something, obviously you would. But they said for every day walking around, no. So, yes, Mark.
So I, you know, this isn't quite the safety issue like we're talking about here, but one thing that I checked was, you know, being an Arab country, is it safe for Jews? And the answer was yes, that Morocco is very welcoming to Jews. And, you know, kind of extrapolating a little bit, you know, if that's kind of their attitude, you know, they're okay with tourists. And, you know, yeah, there can be problems anywhere you go.
Right.
But, you know, so you want to take some precautions. But in general, it seems like it's a pretty safe country.
And that's what I thought too, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can run into the Montana militia in this country.
Right.
Yeah.
Just saying.
More.
Yeah. All right. Other questions and comments? Yes, Leslie.
Just wondering how many people are going. Like how many
total? No more than 20, and that includes Arnie and me.
So if we've set it up, and by the way, we're the only ones that I think are doing this. I've done a lot of research on quote other photo tours, photo workshops, that we're the only ones allowing spousal units. So the 20 is including spousal units if you're bringing somebody. If they're not, you know, let's say they're 10 shooters and 10 spousal units, that's fine. But 10 shooters is the max. If there's more than that who are interested, we may put a second workshop on right afterwards. Or we'll do it again.
Well, that's, yeah, but we also have some people, for instance, where two shooters, it may actually be a little bit more than 10 shooters. Arnie and I are part of the 20, so it's 18 besides us.
Most of it is double occupancy. That's what we did so that people can bring spousal units.
But there is a single supplement
also. It will not be all that expensive.
Okay.
And may I say, if you've looked at these things, and I've been looking at a lot of it to see who's doing this, that our pricing is going to be thousands less than any other place, any other tour workshop that we respect. Any place from $2,000 to $5,000 less than anybody else.
Wow.
Not saying it's going to be cheap,
no,
but it's going to be a lot less than anything else that I would think people would find interesting.
Any possibility of giving I wouldn't hold you to it at all, but a rough idea of price?
Approximately right now for the photographers, it's right around $7,800. For the spousal units, it's going to be about $662.
$662, something like that.
And that's inclusive. The only thing that you're going to have to pay out of pocket will be a couple meals, unless you do some, you know, something else. That doesn't include booze and tips to
and
the
like that.
Guide.
And airfare to get there, right?
Yes, correct.
And it's that is from Trent being picked up in the airport in Casablanca to being on the 27th to being dropped off at the airport on the 10th in Casablanca. So it's all inclusive of that. That's the drivers. That's all the entrances. Any entrance fees, it's going to cover that. I said all the breakfasts, a lot of the meals, but not all of the meals because there are places we won't be able to do it. But we will let you know ahead of
time. You may want to go off and do it if you find something else for dinner or something. But so we will, especially in the bigger cities, we'll try to make sure that all meals are covered. Lunches will probably not be covered because we'll be out and they just have to stop someplace.
Some will be, but some won't be. And that's where, as I said, we rely on our drivers to find, none of us wants to come down with traveler's complaint. So we're gonna be very careful of the restaurants that are recommended. So we don't want anyone to have gastric distress. Yes, Mark.
So what are there any plans if COVID just kind of takes off and makes this impossible?
We're going to do something very similar. We're monitoring, you know, like Portugal. We're still daily monitoring Portugal.
And I've been talking to people on the inside in Portugal and getting their feedback.
But if things go really south, we'll postpone it for a year. We'll do the same thing. We'll just put it off until 2023. But, you know, COVID right now, if it is frustrating as hell, but I think that's just something we're going to have to deal with any kind of travel for the next couple of years.
But it is a good question. Yeah. And we're not going to, because we'll be traveling in our own bubble, we don't want to go to, we made it clear that we want to stay away as much as possible from the touristy areas. There's some places you go to simply because there are things that you really want to see, but we will design it as best we can. So we go to a time of day where the crowds aren't there so that you have freedom to move around. And frankly, you wear masks. You know, in a situation like that, I don't know about you, but I don't fool around.
You know, as these things progress, we hope, we'll keep everybody informed. But I think this is just going to be a terrible problem for years to come on, is it safe? And at the moment, it is safe. That, you know, if people, and we talk to the people in Morocco, they're saying they're pushing very hard to get most of the country vaccinated by the fall.
I mean, right now they're having a surge.
We are. I mean, everybody is. And I may let the freaks who don't want to get vaccinated kill themselves off, and the world will be a better place. Just my personal opinion.
Yeah, but we don't know what variants are going to be out there and whether we'll still be safe.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, as you've been to the Winter Works, you know, the Outer Banks workshops, you know, we care very much about the safety.
No, I trust you. I was wondering, like.
It's a good question.
If we make the payment, you know, other than travel insurance, that's it, right?
Well, we got
and travel insurance does not cover COVID.
Oh, it can. And it has started to, but it costs more.
Yeah. And COVID, that's a tough one for travel insurance. But again, here's a little tip, folks. We will not cancel. So if for some reason your travel insurance is not going to cover COVID, we're like we did, are doing with Portugal, and it was part of the reason to do it this way, is that it won't be canceled. It'll be postponed. So if there's something that comes up later after we postpone it, hopefully the travel insurance will cover whatever reason you can't go. So just highly recommend travel insurance. We will not cancel, we'll postpone. And that was done for the very reason for travel insurance.
And if you have a health issue and your doctor says you can't travel out of the country at this point, you have to check and see with your travel insurance. It's a real challenge, there's no question about it. And we don't have the answers. You can talk to someone like Sharon and that group and see what suggestions they have, because I don't know. I'm not in a position to have that information, and I'm not au courant with those that have tried to get money back from travel insurance. The other thing is, with this trip, there'll be an upfront deposit which will cover you for a while. So there won't be any additional payments for a while. So that should help people financially. You don't have a huge outlay in the beginning.
But just so you guys know, and the reason we'll need some sort of commitment from the people, we have to reserve the rooms
and the cars,
and then we have to upfront the money. So we would definitely be putting out a heck of a lot of money very quickly if people want to go. So, you know, we don't want to lose all that either because of COVID. So, but that's...
We're in the same boat you are.
Same boat. So we're all just kind of swimming upstream, I hope.
Other questions, concerns? Yes, Betty.
It's not a question. It's just a comment. Food in Morocco is excellent.
That's what
I don't think I had a meal I didn't enjoy during the whole trip. Right. So there are other places where, you know, you may have some good meals and some that weren't. But I found that Moroccan cooking was very good, and people made a real effort to make sure the meals were good and pleasant. So if that's a concern for you, don't let it be.
Yeah.
It was very good food.
What about street food?
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, I don't eat meat, so is it easy to eat there without eating?
Well,
they have vegan options, vegetarian options. They have all sorts of stuff. That's why when people sign up, we need to know what your dietary restrictions are ahead of time so that we can work it out.
I'm with you. I don't eat meat. It's usually chicken or fish or something. But, you know, I'm in the same boat. Margot probably starved to death because she's gluten. Mm-hmm. And all those wonderful breads and things make over there. So the heck with her.
Yep.
And I know they do a lot with milk, and I can't do milk of any kind.
But that's the thing. The thing is, as long as you say what your dietary restrictions are for everybody. But
Liz, you've traveled all over the place. You've made it work.
Made it work, yeah.
Exactly.
And I will be bringing my Imodium, I had one wacko question. When I was in the Far East, there were 7-Elevens all over. And you could eat, if you did not want to go out and have a big heavy meal, you could eat quite nicely and I ate my way through Japan at 7-Eleven.
Well, what they said is you can get when you want to eat on your own with proper recommendations, you can eat for as little as under $10 and as much as $100, depending what route you want to go. So there's
say you just wanted to grab something and go back to your room.
Yeah, that can be arranged. So just, okay. you know, we'll make sure that that's available, because a lot of people
are nowhere, you know, the guide should, they're at the hotels with us as far as okay. I understand.
I'm not sure, we'll figure it out.
But, you know, they're going to be our local questions and solving issues locally for us.
Mark, did you have a question?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw somebody. Yes.
I have one. I'm just curious if there are other vaccines that are going to be required. You know, some countries, there's other things you have to get before you go. Do you know if any of those are required?
We'll check, but at the moment, I don't think so. Yeah.
Currently, we're requiring full COVID-19 vaccination.
For anybody coming.
Yeah. That's that. We've been doing that since last winter. Even domestically, that's just, we don't fool around. If there are additional things, we'll let you know. But last I looked, there were no special visas and vaccinations needed. Now, that doesn't mean things can't change in the interim, but if they do, we'll be sure to let you know.
Margo, I have a question.
Yes. Sure.
Without going into details, what are their medical facilities in case of emergency?
Okay, we will find out specifically, obviously in the cities, there's not an issue. We're gonna be going to smaller places, and I don't have the answer to that, Steve, but I will find out.
Great, thank you.
If I understand it, Betty, you
they
may know.
They have to be prepared.
Yeah, I mean, this is not quite a third world country. It is a very modern country with some beautiful ancient aspects to it, but it is not an isolated third world place. So I think we'll just check all this out. Oh, Nancy, you put up something on medicines?
Yes, the CDC vaccination guidelines for Morocco. Oh,
and right. Is there anything different?
Yeah, they recommend sort of normal vaccines like hepatitis A and hepatitis B. They don't recommend yellow fever.
It's always good to get a tetanus shot too.
Yeah, if it's been
tetanus. Yeah, I just did that this summer.
It's pretty routine stuff, honestly. But they do recommend the normal U.S. vaccination schedule, basically, is what they're saying here.
Okay. That makes it easy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you for those links, both of you. Really appreciate that. And we'll be sending out more of that as the time goes on. So, more.
Can we sign up now?
Yes.
But actually, what I would suggest is all of you who are on this call and are, you know, 99% sure, send us an email and say, at the moment I'm coming. We're going to, of course, there are others, there are probably, another 8 or 9 that were in on the original I want to go list. And we'll be sending them and you guys the more information within a couple of days, especially on the pricing.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Just... the only thing that will change, and I doubt it will actually, is we're trying to make sure that, you know, most of the meals are covered.
There's some places it can't be because of moving around. So we adjust the pricing accordingly at our end. So you're not paying for meals that you have to do out of pocket type thing. So that's, yes, go ahead, Liz.
I'm sorry. I have another question for spending money for tips and meals that we're not doing together. And of course, the spending money is our own problem. But I'm wondering approximately how much cash. And
we'll check that out too, Liz.
I can get the Moroccan cash.
I want to buy things.
No, they said that getting cash is very easy. And I've already asked them about what to expect in tips for the drivers for And so
or in restaurants, I assume it's going to be like Europe.
But we don't know.
Double check.
That's Betty, not what the guidebook said.
Yeah.
The guidebook said everybody needs to be tipped. So, and it's very little. It could be very little.
Yeah, we know. And you don't want to overtip. You don't want to undertip, but it's not a kindness to overtip. So we will get guidelines.
Yeah, the higher end restaurants, it said like 10%, but it didn't give any real guidelines for like drivers.
We'll get that info.
Yeah.
But again, on the covered meals, unless you want, you know, you won't have to tip.
Yeah, all well, that'll be taken care
of. Just when you're out on your own.
I'm sitting in my cousin's house, and she just walked by. She has been to Morocco, and she has a beautiful rug. So depending on what you want to do while you're there, you may want some spending money for a rug. But for the most part, I'm not going to do that. I don't have space for it. So, you know, it depends on what, you know, if you want to bring things like that back. So everybody's going to be different on that.
Absolutely.
I didn't spend a whole lot when I was there. But again, everybody's different on that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm doing this because there are a lot of countries I've visited and I loved, and I've thought, yeah, I'd like to go back someday. But the reality is there are a whole bunch of other places I want to go. Morocco was really special, and I'm really looking forward to going back. It was a wonderful experience. People were warm and welcoming. The food was outstanding. The scenery, and Margo's right, you know, everything from high mountains to desert sand dunes. And the coast. And I had a wonderful time. So I am really looking forward to going back.
And part of it, by the way, Betty, was some of you who had mentioned you were there before piqued our interest by your comments. And that's why we decided to see if people were interested in doing this. And hopefully we're going to get everybody that wants to go time to go.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want the group to get larger than the 20, including Arnie and me, simply because you don't want to look like a horde of locusts coming into a place. I've always been allergic to that particular approach to life. You know, you get the great big bus coming in and it belches forth a gazillion of unhousebroken people. So we will not do that.
I didn't see a lot of the big bus tours in Morocco, and maybe it was timing. The group I was traveling with was 12, and that was a reasonable sized group.
And how did you move around? Was it a van or small cars, shall we say?
It was a combination of things. There were a few times we took public transportation, and there were other times where that wasn't feasible and we had vans.
The reason we like the idea of our private cars is, again, we like to be in our own safe bubble, and it keeps things health-wise safer.
Yeah, well, this was way before COVID, so yeah. Being on a public bus didn't seem
like not a big deal.
Big deal.
Today. The other thing that the reason we're using the people we're using is that the drivers are also our guides and hosts, and they'll be there to open doors for us, run interference for us if we need it. And that was part of the reason we looked at a number of different places to see what they offered us. And we just have to like how these people responded.
Like their philosophy.
Philosophy and to our wants as photographers.
And they liked our approach too. It's a two-way deal. Definitely a two-way deal. Any other questions? KT?
I'm good. Thank you.
Leslie? Okay. Steve and Diane? You have a question. I'll get the answer on that. I'll gather the answers to these questions and I'll send it out to the whole group of interested parties. So.
And what about, the dates are what we can move.
The dates are done. No, the dates are there. We've committed to these dates. So if it has to be moved to 2023, which I hope it won't, it would be the same dates plus or minus a day type thing. But other than that, yes,
regarding
Liz.
Regarding the dates, we arrive on the 27th.
Yep.
And we depart on the 10th. Are there preferred arrival or departure times?
No, just let us know and we'll pull as much as possible. That's not an issue.
Okay.
It's going to be likely this when the time comes, as soon as you know your travel plans, you know, let me
and
know.
We'll have the and hotel. And the other thing, if I may.
Yeah, let me finish. Okay. Yeah, as soon as when the time comes, as soon as you do know your travel plans, we will let them know and they'll be able to, maybe someone has to wait around for a half hour or something,
right,
big deal,
right,
when they bring you in and so forth. And it works. We've done this before in places. It's not an issue. We've done it in Taormina in Sicily. It's not been an issue.
And the other thing is that if you want to get there early or stay a couple of days later, we'll work that out too. We'll make sure that you can do that.
Yeah, you can stay in the same place. Okay, if someone else had something he or she wanted to comment, ask about. So everyone has a copy of the itinerary. I said it's not cast in stone. And the value of our five cars is that people can go at different speeds and stop in different places. And you know, you may want to mix and match in the cars. You may not want to be with the same people the whole time, get to know other people, and it'll sort itself out. But it's not like first grade where you're assigned seats and you have to sit at them for the duration. So,
I have one other. I am sorry. I am being such a pain, but.
No, it's fine. You have questions. It's fine.
There is one point with the Berbers where there was a 2-hour hike that I am assuming up to the caves to spend the night. And
if you want to.
So we should let you know if we do not want to.
Yes.
I'm assuming that hike is uphill.
And then it's downhill afterwards.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that. The uphill part.
Yeah. So there are, you know, it's going to be like any, there'll be a lot of walking,
yeah,
of course. But it's basically walking.
It's not hiking, it's walking.
And
you get to ride a camel.
And
just don't let it spit at you.
You know, if there's something you want to, you know, like any of these, if you want to sit out half a day or whatever, we'll make that work. So
yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions? Well, based on the pricing, the qualified pricing we told you, when we hang up, let us know if you think you're still interested. Everyone got the itinerary. Did anyone not get the itinerary, the proposed itinerary? Everyone has it. Okay.
Well, how many of you show hands think they're...
Well, they may want to think about it.
Yeah, they're interested.
Give them a chance to think about it. Okay. Yeah, okay. And was that Mike's hand I saw raised?
Well, it's Kathy's.
Oh, so what? Okay, show of hands again. Okay.
So just about all of them.
Some are waiting. Yeah, no. Some are waiting.
Steve and Diane are.
And the Cheshires are thinking. Yeah.
Contemplate.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong. Yeah, you don't want to jump into this. Oh, Mike did put his thumbs up. I love it. Well, thank you for joining in. I have recorded this. Unfortunately, I screwed up and I didn't record the very beginning. But I think I can probably do that as a voiceover or as a an add-on. But anyone who would like to click on the chat and take those two links, why don't you do that right now? It should be on the recording, but just in case it doesn't work that way, take down those links now.
And how do you do
bookmark? You click on chat at the bottom of your screen. There should be chat with a two in a red box. And if it isn't there, just mouse down toward the bottom of your screen, or for some of you, it may be toward the top of your screen, because PCs and Macs don't all talk nicely to one another.
Is there any recommendation should we not want to bring a big, heavy laptop? And this is PC or Mac. of something that would be lighter that we could bring that we could still do critiques on?
Well, we've seen people.
We've seen people do it on an iPad.
And, you know, there are on Lightroom, there is Lightroom Mobile that you could download on that and use it.
So Lightroom Mobile or maybe a Surface?
Or say again.
A Surface, yeah. I'm not au courant on that, but I would just put it out to your friends and see what suggestions, or even we can send to the group any suggestions of a lightweight, something that doesn't put you into...
suggestion or questions to the group.
No, we'll do that. People can share. They may have concerns, questions, and maybe sharing knowledge is always good.
Maybe what we can do, I like we, you know, put up a closed page for you guys to communicate and ask questions on.
Well, not everybody's on Facebook, are they?
I am. Unfortunately.
Yeah, no, a lot of people aren't. This has to work for everybody. I'll figure something out, and maybe we just have an email, a group email, and you just reply all. And I think that may be the easiest way.
It could be WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with social media.
Stop. I'm going to interject. We're going to do a straight email, just a plain. Okay. Group email, reply all, do it there. Okay. It's uncomplicated. Everyone has an email. They don't need an app to do it. It's the old keep it simple, stupid bit. Besides, it works. Anything else? Okay. Has everyone?
Thank you so much for doing this, Margot.
Oh, absolutely. It was a great idea. And thank you. I know Liz and KT had questions and suggested a Zoom, and then Liz said, let's just bring everyone else who wants to be in on it. So that made sense. And it's not that we can't do another Zoom later on. So for anybody, has everyone had a chance to take down those two links?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Thank you for that.
Okay. Well, email me when you think you're a go, and we'll finalize the pricing, but what Arnie said is ballpark. And
very close. I mean, if it moved around, it's only going to be a few $100s. It's not going to be massive.
And the single supplement, I can let you know on that, Mark, because
I've got to. If two of us are rooming together, do we have to pay the single supplement?
No, because the single supplement is one person in a room for two.
Okay.
That's the way that works.
Right.
So, yeah. So there's certain stuff they have to do. Anyway, don't worry about it. They do it all over, single supplement. So we'll make that work. Great to see all your faces. Leslie, we are in a different time zone.
Thank you, Margot. This is where my head was. I thought we were 2 hours difference, and then I remembered we were one. So
yeah, exactly. We're much closer than you think. That's great. Yeah. So Leslie was an eager beaver, signed in very promptly at 11 o'clock.
My time. Yep.
Well, great to see you.
Any other thoughts, anything? I mean, a question, because, you know, I said it is expensive. Is the price scaring people? I mean, we've tried to keep this as reasonable as possible.
We did a lot of research on what the other respected groups out there are doing.
Just at the top of my range.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
But if you go out,
maybe we could do another Zoom once the group is finalized and, you know, a month out or 2 months out or something, and kind of kick it
off
again. Maybe. Answer any more questions that come up.
Oh, we can do that throughout the year. That's not an issue. People say, I've got some more questions. We'll just set up another Zoom meeting, such as we did today. It's not a big deal. And I can set up ahead of time more so that people who may, if they have an appointment, maybe they can juggle it around so they can join in. So I know this one was a little last minute, but we got a good group of people together. So it worked out.
In my research, and again, it goes to the other groups that may be going there, and ones that we respect, of course, there are others. But the other one that is similar to us and the itinerary is similar is 13,000 a person, period.
Ouch.
So trying to keep the price as reasonable.
Geographic Expeditions was closer to 11,000 and the single supplement was 2,500.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So you've done your research too, so you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Great to see all your faces. I will send out an email, including the other people, and that way you can all be in the loop. And
is it okay to put everybody's email when we send this?
Sure.
Yes.
And okay. I'll get the thing in the amenities and stuff like that. Safety, we know, isn't a concern, but I'll just give you the answer they give us. Medical options, we'll look into that. And tips. Okay. And I've told you the range, but I'll put that in for meals when you're on your own. Can go anywhere from 10 to 100, you know. So you can.
And if you think of any other questions, let us know.
Send them to me privately and I'll put them in this group email.
Okay.
That we didn't think of today.
I think you covered all of mine.
Good. Great. Well, thank you. Good to see you. Nice to see San Francisco again.
Yeah.
I love the blue sky of the North and Midwest. I'm glad we got to see your faces, Diane and Steve. You look nice and cool out there, Liz. KT, I do like your peace sign. And Betty, love the new
hair.
Yes. And
peace sign.
You, Leslie. And Kathy. Oh, and of course, is he doing his production for the next shot, Nancy?
We just got up really early to do it. There was no production because you really can't produce a landscape, right?
That is in our current online workshop.
They were doing the online.
All right. Well, then we'll sign off. Bye. Bye. Bye.